What to do when you forget a section. Forgetting a section while playing can feel unsettling. One moment everything is flowing, and the next your mind goes blank. You're not sure what comes next. Your hands hesitate. Many adults react by stopping completely or starting again from the beginning. But there is a calmer, more helpful way to respond. The first and most important thing is this: pause without judgment. Forgetting is not a failure, it is a normal part of learning. When you notice that you've forgotten what comes next, take a slow breath. Let your hands rest on the keys. There is no need to rush. Next, return to the last place that feels comfortable. That might be a few notes earlier. It might be the start of a phrase. It might even be a different section entirely. The goal is not to force recall, it is to reestablish familiarity. Once you're back in a comfortable spot, play slowly. Listen carefully. Let the sound guide you. Often, memory returns naturally when pressure is removed. If it doesn't, that's still fine. You can look briefly at the music, play just the right hand, or isolate one or two notes and repeat them gently. These are not shortcuts. They are recovery tools. Another helpful approach is to skip ahead. If one section feels unclear, move to a part you remember well. This keeps the session positive and prevents frustration from building. You are allowed to move around within a piece. You do not have to play everything in order. What matters is staying engaged, not proving recall. Over time, these calm responses teach your brain that forgetting is safe. And when forgetting feels safe, it happens less often. Memory improves when it is not being tested. So the next time you forget, remind yourself, nothing is wrong. Nothing is lost. This is simply part of learning. In the next chapter, we'll talk about chunking, a simple way to make memory stronger by working in small, manageable sections.